Hello, how are you doing, Mrs. Samin? I hope you're doing good. Thank you so much. Great recording that you had there. I talked about the things that I had to say in the video, and this book is something that I like very much because it is talking about reality. As you mentioned, you talk about people thinking that they have to reach to success very fast, in a fast way, and they are looking for keys, magics, and different stuff. And unfortunately, this is very common, and it's like a bait that usually businesswomen usually use in order to sell their products, because they know that people love to go on a fast road, on a fast track, and that they want to achieve mastery in the quickest way, so which is impossible, because mastery takes time, focus, and concentration, and people must understand that, and unfortunately people won't. And you mentioned some of your experience, which is a very, very awesome thing to hear from you, because you have lots of experiences, and I am a young man who likes to learn from the people who has lots of experiences like you. So because you've been on earth more than me, right? So you have more experiences in life, and of course you're a great mom, and you have your family, and you know how to treat them, how to manage them, and this is a thing that I like to learn from you and some other older guys, and of course some of my younger guys, and of course the guys at the same age like me. But I prefer to learn more from you guys, because you're very experienced in many ways, and I learned myself that we have to respect the experience in some ways more than facts that we can learn from books and different things. Because when my father taught me how to be a hard working man and how to be frugal back in 4 or 5 years ago, I was so against it, and I was just some jerk person, some idiot. So I would usually ignore them, but right now when I have my own experience, I'm having my own jobs, and I'm working very hard, and I know that my father was right, and in some ways I learned a lot from my father. So that's why I prefer to learn a lot of things from the older guys, older women and men older than me. They're older than me. So thank you so much again. And about the great thing that you said, you're exactly like me, because when I try to speak English, you can see it in my videos, I go for 20 minutes or maybe more or less, but you can see that mostly I speak more than 15 minutes, and this is not up to me, because when I start I won't see the time, so I speak and I forget about the time, and which is amazing. When you enjoy speaking, as a result of that you will improve yourself better. And as you said that sometimes in the house I do the same like you, sometimes in the house I talk, and when I'm taking a shower, I'm having a shower, and when I'm eating something, I'm constantly talking, and my father and mother usually ask me, what are you saying? So I taught my mother some of English phrases that I usually use. For example, when I go in front of her and I say, Mom, I'm hungry, and she says, okay. And the rest of the her conversation is gonna be in Persian. She says, "Okay, man, chivet bedam bokhori." It's very funny in some ways, because sometimes I go and speak to her in English. My mother understands it, which is very funny. Because one of several months ago, my aunt and of course my cousin, one of my cousin, they visited us, and I started to talk with my mom in English, and I said, "Mama, I'm thirsty," and she created juice and orange juice, and she gave it to me, and my cousin said, "Really? Your mother understood it?" And it was very funny. But and it's great that you're I'm sorry, it's great that you're teaching your kids to understand you, and it's amazing. Keep going, keep doing that. I'm sure that you will improve yourself and your kids too. So I am so proud to be a friend of you, and it's one of a great honor that I have as a human being to have friends like you. So thank you so much. Thank you. I talked a lot too, so I hope you're doing good, and I wish you the best. So see ya.